Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I was going to say from, but
yeah,
you go ahead and tell the from.
You're not from Lexington today. I'm Jamie Jennings, and we're coming to you live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where it's always sunny. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 15, 2011, episode 206, sponsored today by Omega Alpha. Good morning, Horse World, and good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. It's so weird to be sitting right across from you, actually looking at you in the face, and you're not in your pajamas or anything.
I know, I put on clothes for this one today, but I do want to let you know that I did bring my special friend.
Oh, this is what it looks like. Oh, I have now, for all the guys out there that are now going, what did she bring? Well, it's her copy of Black Beauty.
Yes, of course I had to bring it. Well, you know, we might fit it in today.
I can't believe I'm actually touching this book. Is this the marker?
Might be.
Because
yeah.
If that's the marker, we're actually almost done with this thing.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're on chapter 41. Don't worry, another heart-wrenching horse novel will follow. I haven't picked it yet.
Well, we are live from the American Equestrian Trade Association vendor show here in Philadelphia that's produced by Hopper Expositions. We want to thank Ginger and Kent from Hopper Expositions for bringing us in today. We really appreciate them sponsoring our trip here every year. And, Jamie, why don't you explain a little bit about what this show is? We've been here for a couple days now. We got here on Friday, and we've been doing some recordings over the weekend for some other shows. And Jamie and Jennifer have been doing a little shopping.
We may have shopped a little
Coach
bit.
Coach Jen's here, too, by the way.
Yes. Shopping. We may have done some damage. Yeah. And you know what? It's just not fair that the Bit of Britain follows me everywhere I go. Because I just love that store. all of your inventing needs in one place. But all the supplement companies and everything. Anyway, so what this is there are, let's see, when you go to your local tack store, all of their equipment and stuff that they're selling comes from somewhere. And they come from the manufacturers. And so there's the manufacturers that have all their booths set up and they're showing off to your local tack store owners what they have for sale. And then all of this, your local tack store owner comes in here and goes, oh, I really like that halter. I'll buy 20 of those. And then, oh, I really like that saddle. I'd like to carry that line. That's the kind of thing that this is. So really, they don't sell much, but if you offer the right person something correct, the right amount of money.
A martini and a nice dinner.
Yeah, exactly. No, until on the last day, they do what's called cash and carry, and all the stuff that they don't want to ship back to where they're from, they then put a price tag on. So that's where Jennifer and I have been doing our damage. So I actually haven't received my items from Bit of Britain. I have to go pick them up at the end of the day.
I don't know how you're going to carry all the stuff home. You're taking an airplane. You have buckets and piles and boxes full of stuff.
I know. You know how many supplements there are that I bought from Omega Alpha in my suitcase?
They're going to flag you. The drug dog is going to get you.
You're be like, well, I'm like, that's for my horse, okay? It's for his stomach, GastroFX, Biotic 8, you know what? All these different products.
Yeah, they're going to be opening those buckets up and seeing that white powder, and you're not going anywhere. Especially with you heading back to Arizona.
Yeah. So we are going to have a great day today. Jennifer and I are going to go finish picking up all of the stuff that we did purchase and try to fit it. I think I might have to leave some clothes here. Oh, forget it. I didn't like those shoes.
Well,
exactly.
And we have been having a good time. We've done a lot of recordings for the Stable Scoop Show for the Tack and Habit segment. You'll be hearing coming up. We also have done some recordings for this show that we're going to put on later in the week or eventually here. We'll get to them.
We've also partied a little bit. I mean, it has been a party-type weekend. Me, I made friends with people from Ariat and Tipperary, and Glenn and Jennifer went to bed at 6:30. So they definitely have been – you've been a crazy party animal.
Oh, always. I'm always the life of the party.
Yeah. Calm down. It's been fun. No,
take it easy, Jen. Save some energy.
I do have to tell you, and I hope that we can potentially not go home. We need to stay for another week.
Oh, that's right.
Glenn, we're going to have to stay here for another week. Can I tell you why?
Why? I didn't get that part.
Undefeated 3-year-old pacing filly will be running in outside Philadelphia on August 21st.
We're going to miss it.
See you at
Peelers. See you at Peelers is running here, and I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, she was just scratched from a Tioga Downs in New York on Sunday because of heavy rains. They scratched her from that. So then
she was supposed to run this weekend?
Yeah, she was supposed to run this past weekend, and that would be her 22nd win if she were to pull it off.
And, of course, we had the trainer on last week on our show. So we had the trainer on last week. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she's going to run outside, Harrah's. Of course, it's going to be casino related. But yeah, at Harrah's this coming weekend. So good luck to you at Peelers.
Go Jimmy. Terrific. Well, we're going to have a lot of guests for you today. We have many of them lined up to just stop in here. And whoever else that we can find that's going to be walking by, we're going to grab. So you never know who's going to be here today. We don't have any plans to blow Jamie up. I could not find any other way to blow her up this year. So there's nobody here I can do that with. But we have a good friend of ours who I've known for many, many years, and her name is Lua, and she is with Equine Resources International. She's the executive director, and she also kind of helps put this show together. So hi, Lua.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So glad you could stop by. We had dinner with you last night. That was fun.
That was great.
Thank you for letting us sit with you and putting up with us.
I think the market party turned out well.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I do have one complaint.
Yeah?
That when you walk into the market party, they hand you a raffle ticket. And they raffled off some awesome stuff. Wii's, flat screen TVs, iPad. You know what I won? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, what is it with that, Lua?
That's because you were sitting next to me. I'm the queen of winning nothing.
Your luck was rubbing off on
me.
Right.
And that horse that's going to race, it's racing on my birthday. So I don't
See you at Peelers.
Oh, no. Don't
you need to bet on this one.
Yes.
You need to bet on that one.
This filly, 3 years old, has won 21 straight races.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
It's like it's the Zenyatta of the standard bred world.
Wow.
I mean, she's amazing. So.
Wow. That's great.
See you at Peelers. That's blood for everything today.
I say that at the end of every show now because it just sounds cool.
Don't lie.
Yeah, there's a story behind it. But we will get into that now. Okay. Lua, tell us about ADA and why it's so important to the industry.
Well, the first thing about ADA is that it's morphed from years and years and years past. The show has been at King of Prussia I started in 1969, and it was here when I started. And
I really didn't think it was around that long.
Wow. Unfortunately, it tells you how old I am. That's why they call me
29.
The Grand Dame.
Well, my math's not so good. It's 29,
that
right?
That means that I'm old.
We call her the Goddess of ADA.
Yeah.
She's our Goddess of ADA.
But anyway, it's gone through a number of challenges over the years, and eventually they kind of got it sorted out in 2007. And brought it back here to the King of Prussia area. We're at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, which is not where it was before, but the center itself is lovely. And I think it works well for our group because it's all on one floor and it's easy to get around and park and things like that. So in terms of what ADA has found, I think it's found its niche again. So ADA, starting as a brand new nonprofit organization in 2007, the idea behind it is to make the trade show industry better and help buyers have a better place to go to get their wares that they then have to turn around and sell.
You know, it was when we had our store, we were coming to the trade show here. Mm-hmm. We called it King of Prussia.
Right.
And we would come here. And it was so important for us as a buyer, as a store owner, because you have sales reps that come to visit you throughout the year. at your store, at your location. But this is the only place that we could go where we got to see 1,000 vendors all in one place and decide what we were going to carry for the next year. It was so important to us as a store owner.
Well, and I think it's still important. I think with the economy, it's a little tough because a lot of store owners just aren't spending the money to go out to shows and trade shows and events. It's sort of their loss, I'm afraid, because a lot of brand new things are introduced into the market each time, and their store may not have what's new and appealing to their clientele. And I think for that reason alone, it's worth taking a trip to the market. The one thing, a couple of things that Ada does to help the buyers that are really important to the buyers are something called Survivor Bags, and then there's Ada Bucks, and there's a Golden Ticket. And what all of those are, the Golden Tickets are...
Like, that's where I know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Where you get into Willy Wonka's place, and then you get to try all the candy for free and ride the elevator.
But sort of like that, actually.
Yeah,
kind of like that. I mean, like, everybody knows it's important.
It's sort of like trying all the candy for free.
Well, it lets you get a hotel room for free, including a breakfast the next morning.
Well, that's sort of good. That's food.
Yeah.
That's close.
And that's exactly what people, you know, they get so excited about getting their golden ticket. And it's a great idea because it helps the people with their expenses as they get to the come to the show. The second thing is actually giving them money, and they get the Ada Bucks. They get $250 in Ada Bucks to spend. And what that means is they get two $100 bills. They're really made up like that, and a $50 bill. And for the $100 bill, you have to spend $500, but you give them the Ada member exhibitors your Ada Buck, and that immediately takes $100 off your order.
Wow.
So you get instant
You should have some of those this weekend, Jamie.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. We're going to have to get involved in that program. Well, I think this is a great event, Lua. And, you know, what you guys do last night, and just you make everybody feel welcome and you make everybody feel like they can participate. And it's just a fantastic event. I mean, everybody's attitude, even with the economy, has been very upbeat and positive.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear the same thing. But we do, and one of the things that we have heard is that they would like to have more buyers. And obviously, everybody wants to have more buyers. But the people that I've talked to said that the buyers that are here are really, really spending money.
Good.
So the people that I've talked
and
to.
And that means for our listeners listening right now is you're going to have new cool stuff in your tech shops to buy coming up here shortly.
Absolutely.
That's what that means.
So if they're spending the money, you're getting the goods.
Well, thank you, Lua, so much, one, for inviting us to come out here every time. We have so much fun here, and we try not to be too rowdy and get in too much trouble.
That's very hard to do.
Oh, there's some people that put us to shame. Okay? I'm not naming any names.
Nobody's dancing on a table or anything like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Moment.
Not at this moment.
No. Last night.
Thank you, and I just want to thank the board of directors for Ada because without them, Ada wouldn't be what they are. We carry out the board's mission, and they try to do everything for the members. So I think that's the important thing. What the members want, Ada tries to deliver.
Thank you so much, Lua. And by the way, you can find Lua's website at equineresources.com and also the Ada website at aeta.us. So that's where you'll find both of those. Thank you so much, Lou.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks.
You want to introduce our next guest?
This next guest is so sick of me. It's not even funny. I would like to introduce Dr. Gordon Chang, Omega Alpha's brainchild here. And this guy knows more, has forgotten more about supplements and herbs and spices.
And, you know, we have him on every time because one is a good sponsor, but two, we just love talking to him. So good morning, Dr. Chang.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie. And no, Jamie, I am not sick of you. You're
really?
Too pretty for that.
I'm sick of her. What are you talking about? Can I sit her down in your booth?
For sure.
I'm not working hard enough. Well, we wanted to have you on this morning because, you know, I do your commercials every Monday, and so does Glenn, and, you know, might as well have you do it. So, as you can see here, I am armed with tissues. I have taken my allergy medication because it is that time of year, and that's what you're going to talk to us about.
You know, the one thing I've spoken to a lot of people with horses, they always say around this time of the year, their horses, whatever, if they have breathing issues, it's worse this time of the year because of you have allergy issues added to the breathing issues, like COPD, heaves, and so on. So it makes it even worse. Now, I know there's the current treatment of choice is to go to your vet, and he may give you some steroids or something like that.
Ventapulmin, liquid gold. That's what they call it. Don't spill a drop. $1 million.
One of the things I was going to suggest is try an alternative.
Yeah.
There are a lot of natural alternatives that will work for you, right? You know, we have products that will do that. Basically, it's a symptomatic treatment. Unfortunately, there's no cure for an allergy, right? None that we know of at this point in time. Maybe 10 years from now, there will be one. But right now, today, there isn't any.
So no allergy shots for horses.
That's a desensitization.
Right.
It's a hit and miss. I do know there are people who swear on a stack of Bibles that their horse got cured. And then there's another bunch of them that say, well, you know what? All I did was waste money. Right? So it's hit and miss. It depends on.
It's probably expensive, too, huh?
I don't know the price of that, to be honest with you. You know? But, you know, the alternative treatment I would use is basically things that will clean up the mucus. Right? We have a wonderful product that I call Lung Plush. We have another nice one that will open up the bronchioles called Airwaves. And then we have the ones for horses that have major issues breathing and something that will open up bronchioles as well as clean up the mucus, and which we call Respiratory.
Now, and I think one of the important things you hit on before, and that we're all, and I know Jamie, you know, is really trying to strive for this with your horses, is the all natural.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a lot about on this show and other shows we do about alternatives to chemical fly sprays, and you know, really trying to go all natural. And that's where Omega Alpha comes
right.
in. Is there? They are all natural products.
Yes. Everything we produce is all natural, but you know, I just want to clear up the misconception too. Like some people say, well, it's natural, so it's safe. You know what? Yes, for most.
Cocaine's natural too.
That's right.
Yeah.
But most things that you'll find on a commercial basis is quite safe because most people who do commercial all natural products will pick herbs that are safe. Right.
Right.
So you don't want to be walking through the forest and say, oh, this is natural. Let's give it to the horse.
There
you run into problems.
Yeah, eat that mushroom.
That's
right.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that sometimes. But
well,
then,
that's
you
where
know.
You come in because you know what all these things do and you know what they mean and
that's
you know
right.
what how much to give. I mean, that's why we pay you the cost.
Yeah, most of our products are very well researched as far as what they contain and so on. And a lot of times, I know a lot of people who use our products use it for competition. And one of the things we say to people who use it, based on today's testing procedures, none of our products will give you a positive test. Right? And again, the safety issue, I always say to people, if you get the horse to drink the whole bottle because he loves it so much, and I'll tell you, their horses, you just shake that bottle and they come whinnying and looking for it as a treat. But if you give them too much, the worst that will probably happen to them is diarrhea. That's the worst.
Yeah.
You know? So you won't need to call the vet and pump the stomach. No, I'm not trying to put the vets out of business, but, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? And I don't want to make all our vets mad because we hear from them on a regular basis. But, you know, the less we have to use them, the better off we are financially. So.
Yeah, but vets play a very important role.
They do.
Role.
And when we need them, they're there.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, as I always say to people, if I get run over by a car, I don't want to see anybody giving me herbs. Send me to the hospital. Let them pump me full of whatever foods they need to pump me full of and let them do their magic.
Here, Dr. Chang, just drink this. I've eaten some roots and berries, and I know you just broke your leg, but...
Yeah. That doesn't get that's
cure
not gonna
it tomorrow.
No.
That's funny.
Well, I definitely think these products are going to be, you know, if you guys do have a horse that is coughing, that has that, you know, talk to your vet and work in conjunction with Omega Alphas, you know, and it's respite-free, lung flush.
Yes, and airwaves.
And airwaves. Yeah. And, you know, we certainly believe in your products. I've used a ton of them. And, I, you know, I credit you guys for a lot of the turnaround.
I do have a question. Can people call you or somehow get a hold of Omega with questions?
Definitely. They can go on our website and send it through there, or they can call us on our 1-800 number. And that is, if you don't mind, I'll say it. It's 1-800-651-3172. And there's usually someone on the line who can give you some information about the different products. We're not vets, so we can't cure everything over the phone. I know sometimes people ask, call and say, well, do you have, or what do you use for? We can't really do some of that, right, just because of legal issues.
Right.
Yeah, just call and ask about the product.
Yeah.
Say, this is what my horse is doing. What supplement do you
That's
guys
right.
recommend? If you want to go all natural, then definitely give Omega Alpha a try. OmegaAlpha.ca is their website.
That's right. She has it memorized.
Yeah, well, we do this every week for you, Dr. Chang. So, yes, we do have it memorized.
I might have visited once or twice. But I do this one again? Oh, okay, hold on. Let me go to the website.
Well, thank you so much again for stopping by. We really appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks for having me on.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay.
I need to still buy some more chill.
we need chill for her. Do you think human chill?
Human chill.
People can use it. I know lots of people. Authorizers use it.
I'm going to be putting it some in her water
right.
this morning.
Forget the water. Directly into the vein.
Thank you, Dr.
Chang.
Thanks, Dr. All right. Bye-bye. So that's Dr. Chang from Omega Alpha. And as we said, it's omegaalpha.ca, or you can go directly to omegaalphaequine.com. And our next guest has already sat down here. And speaking of sitting down, come on, you need to be about 2 inches from the microphone. And, you know, we have been sitting in luxury.
Yes.
That's the thing I want to say. Thanks to our next guest, we have been sitting in luxury, and that's Judith from Fleece Works, provided us on our horrible, uncomfortable chairs that they provide here at the convention center, these very lovely fleece. Are these rugs, actually? Or?
They're Australian sheepskin rugs.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, they're soft to sit on.
Yeah, they absolutely are. So what Fleeceworks is, go ahead and explain what your company is.
I'm going to have to adjust mine. Mine fell down, so hold on.
We're an equestrian company, and we do high-end equestrian sheepskin products. Half pads, full pads, halter fleeces, seat savers. And we're really about, it's a beautiful product and it's luxurious, but it really is a performance product, which you guys felt this weekend.
Yes, it's performed very well in my butt.
Yeah, it made
you can burn that one when we leave, okay? But what it does is it thermal balances the horses. The thing we worry about most on our horses is heat buildup under saddles, and nothing works like sheepskin. What happens is that the heat comes off the horse's back. Instead of having it sit right there, we park it in the sheepskin. Sheepskin's got the fibers, and it disseminates it really well, and also the fibers absorb the moisture. So it's really a wonderful product for our horses.
Well, it works. I mean, it's been around long enough. It's standed the test of time, that is for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting was we got to talk to Judith this weekend, and not only the fleece works, you're not just selling a product. You're a rider. Tell us about your history.
I was horse crazy as a kid, and it got put on the back burner, and I went through college and in the military as a nurse practitioner. And then I finally had the time to start riding again. And I saw eventing, and I just fell in love with it and rode and competed in eventing and did the amateurs, the jumper circuit, and was quite successful. And wanted to start a business to help the horses. And I just kind of got led into it. And I remembered that the sheepskin worked really well in the hospital.
Right. And
how did they work well in the hospital?
Yeah, okay, what she's skipping over here is she just kind of glazed over the fact that she was in the military as a nurse. 20 years of service to our country.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Very much.
I'm glad. I was glad to do it.
She might have met her husband.
Yeah.
He's retired military officer.
So
was he a patient? Were you dating the patient?
No,
okay,
no.
Just checking.
No, I just ran into him when we were stationed overseas.
When I get out of here, I'm going to call you.
That's funny. And he's actually back home this weekend with the horses. He's home with the...
This sounds familiar. Jamie's husband, the military guy, same dogs. Thing. Yep.
We have four dogs, five horses.
Yes,
so
I can't do it without him right now. And he's, you know, yeah.
I'm like, honey, did you put their fly mask on? Yes. Okay, good. Did you remember to fly spray their feet? Because they...
Very good. Yeah.
He's like, yes, I did it. You're ridiculous. So, yeah, 20 years in the military, and then you, how did the fleece come into play for your career?
What happened was, he said, you've got to figure out how to help with the, write the horses off. And there, I won one. There was somebody who was out there with the company, and I won one and started riding in it and thought there was something to it.
You won a fleece hat?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was very early on. This
I thought you won
90s.
A horse.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like, wow, you're doing a horse.
And started riding in it and really felt it made a difference and then really went, you know what, we used to use this in the hospitals. And we started the company. And my partners have gone on. I bought it
January. Before you go any further, tell us how you use the fleece in the hospitals. That's what I don't get.
What happens is when patients are bedridden,
okay,
you can get friction when they're moving around or because they're down.
Right.
And you get heat trapping and things like that. So
when they get the sores.
Yes, the bed sores. So when you put sheepskin underneath it, sheepskin really reduces the friction, and it keeps them from getting bed sores.
I didn't know they used that in hospitals.
Absolutely, yeah. It's pricey to use in hospitals, so sometimes they use alternatives, but it is really the best. It's absolutely the best product.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So put it on the underneath your saddle,
yeah.
Reduce the friction, suck up the heat.
Well, what made me really think about it is the little gray that I competed. When he would land, I would see in his pictures that he had a rub under his girth. And I tried everything. And then I put the sheepskin on, and within 5 days, he had little white hairs coming back. And what a testament. I was like, it does work.
Like, I'm so mean. I've been so bad this whole time.
I know. But I tried so many different things.
And
it does require a little bit more maintenance. You can't just dump it in the washer and bleach it and things like that. It actually works better if you just brush it day to day and then launder it occasionally. But
geez, now I have to brush my saddle pad in addition to my horse and my dog.
Before you put it on.
Well, Glenn, you should be taking care of your tack after every ride, my friend.
Yep.
Are you not doing that?
I'm a horse husband. We don't do that. You have beautiful pads.
Thank you very much.
I mean, not only are they sheepskin, they're beautiful pads.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the second side of this.
Yes.
Is you can, I've seen some sheepskin pads that aren't so pretty, that look, kind of rough. And yours are very elegant and beautiful. You wouldn't be afraid to use these anywhere.
No, I really try to maintain that quality. I really try and maintain the quality, bar none. We work very, very hard in the design and ensuring that the customer gets the highest quality sheepskin.
Yeah.
We've probably one in three pelts is selected for our product. And we go through a lot of pelts. The pelts that people see are hand-selected by a line supervisor from multiple pelts.
Yeah.
And then we look at them before we send them out. Yeah.
High quality, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Spoil your horse.
Yes.
But you have a couple sponsored riders that we wanted to mention.
Oh, we do. We have.
And I want the names of the horses because this is awesome.
the sponsored rider who rode my horse is Tamara Smith, and she's out of Murrieta, California. And Fleeceworks Fernhill is a lovely Dutch mare. She's 8 years old.
That's her name, Fleeceworks Fernhill.
Yeah. And she's just coming into her
That's
own.
That's truly sponsored there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And she won the one star up at Rebecca Farms, which is very exciting. Tammy finished on her dressage score in the FBI division. And then Fleeceworks Cinco is the baby. He's 4 years old, and he's a Holsteiner. And we took him up there to the young event horse, and he won by 15 points.
Oh, my God.
And he basically this year he's just doing young event horse and trail riding. Because he really is a baby. Very sweet, gentle baby.
Well, those big born bloods, too. You got to give him a little more time than
And he has a great deal of thoroughbred in his background. And so does Fern. Fern has Lady Killer and Coeur de la Brera top and bottom. We bought for that. And then I have an appy that Taryn Hoffis rides for me. He's going to be mine. And his name is Fleeceworks Fat Chance. Because he was found in a pasture. And I think he's really, truly going to be an amateur's horse. He's very generous, and he'll just jump no matter what. And then we also sponsor Nikki Hall, who's a dressage rider. We do a lot of sponsorship. We do shows and we do riders. Let's see who else we have. We have Tamara Smith. We have Danny Warrington, who's on the East Coast. We have Bev Gray, who's an endurance rider who just won the 100-mile Bighorn
and
best conditioned horse.
Yeah, and that's what I like about your company, too, is it's not just all one sport. I mean, you have definitely spanned, equine sports
as a whole to kind of touch in each one of them, because your product is going
to
help.
I need to keep
everybody.
This sheepskin for my carriage. Yeah. That's what I need. Yeah. This carriage seat would be better off like this sheepskin.
Yeah.
And you don't think you're getting these back, do you, by the way?
No, actually, those were gifts.
No, they weren't.
They were not.
Yeah.
I was just saying that.
Oh, no, you. Yeah. If we don't take care of you guys, absolutely.
After you made the butt comment, she
I know.
I need to remember that for the future. Well, I could even go sit in some saddles.
Well, we make seat savers. We make seat savers.
I know.
And they're you know, they keep your tush warm in the winter. They're perfect.
Yeah,
and we do
they
English
are.
And Western.
And you know what? If you have the Wintec saddles and things, Jennifer's been riding in Wintec for years, the seat savers are essential.
They'll save your tush.
Yeah.
They absolutely
They definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
For the synthetic saddles especially, the seat savers are wonderful.
It's a great thing.
And, you know, I know Jennifer, you know, loves seat savers. She wouldn't ride without them, would you?
I love it. Well, you know, when you're riding in a synthetic saddle, that stuff doesn't breathe like leather.
I got
no.
for you, though. This particular
skin
that I'm sitting on is not going on your saddle. It's going in my chair in the office, and you're not getting it.
Hey! That's only fair, because I kind of consider my saddle my chair. That's my lounge chair is my saddle.
That's right.
Well, there you
fair
go.
Enough. Yeah, that's fair enough. An alternative.
Where can people find more about FleeceWorks?
They go to FleeceWorks.com.
Okay.
And also, we've just got our Facebook up, so please go like us. You're starting to see more and more. We put about our sponsored riders and what we'll be doing about our events and things like that.
Just search for FleeceWorks?
Yes.
Okay.
All one word, right?
That's correct.
All one word,
FleeceWorks. Yeah, and we'll look for you, and we answer our people. So there'll be more stuff coming.
And it's funny, we just got a notice from Liam, who is our faithful listener over there in Ireland.
Oh.
And he says, go to the beta booth and ask James to fly you over to UK to do the show at Beta International in February.
Oh, wouldn't I love
Jennifer,
that.
Jennifer, you need to go there.
Go talk to
you
him.
Need to go to the beta booth, find James, and have him fly us over.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay, FleeceWorks has 158 people, so they need your help.
We need to get them over 200.
Okay.
We need to get them over 200 today, so help
because
us out here, people.
Once we hit 500, we're going to start doing giveaways.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we've got some signature pads by our sponsored riders, Susie Hutchinson and Nick Carzese. We're just waiting for 500, and I've got some signed pads by some of our sponsored riders that we're going to start giving away.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the for what I'm sitting on, too. This is great.
Best advertisement in the world.
That's awful sweet.
Yeah, you know, I'll talk about it a lot because I'll be sitting on it every day
good.
To do my show.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And I have the hardest chair.
And that makes people
Jennifer won't let me buy a new office chair
because
she's mean.
Oh.
So now I won't have to worry about it because
we
I'll have
to. We'll
take
care of you. We'll keep you happy and smiling. Like our horses.
Yes.
Now you've got to brush
so much,
yours.
Judith.
Okay. Brush it.
Judith awesome. From FleeceWorks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
FleeceWorks.com, right? Yep. Okay. Well, tell us, Jennifer, sit down here a second. Tell us what you've been shopping for here, Jamie and Jennifer. What do you have your eyes on this weekend? What Jennifer's been fitted for things, and that concerns me.
Yeah.
Anytime you're fitted, it costs me more.
Well, I found a number of really gorgeous half chaps.
Now, that's one thing. We talk about new things when we come to the show, and I know the listeners want to hear about the new stuff coming out. There are a lot of very nice new half chaps coming to the market, aren't there?
And I had to try them all. And, of course, every time I'd walk into a booth and I'd talk about half chaps, oh, let me measure your calf, dear. And they'd sit down there and measure my calf. And I found some really lovely ones made of Italian leather.
Ariat had some nice new ones.
Yeah.
Charles Owen
had some beautiful ones from Sergio Grasso. Oh, my goodness.
Who had the pink ones that we saw out front that are brand new with fringe?
Pink
with fringe half chaps. Weren't they with fringe?
Those were from, no clue, I haven't seen them on the floor.
They're
adorable.
They were.
They're the mesh. They're the real light.
Our friend Darcy would love the pink ones.
She has them.
Oh, does she?
Yes. She bought them like 2 weeks ago. I saw her out riding, and she was out there riding. She had her pink zebra helmet cover, pink saddle pad, pink girth cover, and pink half chaps. And she's how old? She
almost 30. Almost 30.
She's 20,
pink is
26 and a half going on 12.
Look down the row here. How many women are wearing pink?
Pink
I mean,
is
it's...
Good.
Pink is definitely in this year.
Yeah.
Colors are in. There's things that you never saw in colors before. You're starting to see in colors now.
Yeah.
Like half chaps. And
I might have spent a little time at the Carrots fashion show yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I did. It was awesome.
And I wanted to say, we recorded a show for tomorrow morning, for Tuesday morning, here at Ada yesterday. and we had Carrie Kent from Carrots on, but she wasn't talking about her carrots. She was on a recent adventure like she always is. She's going to tell us about her horseback riding adventure, so that'll be on tomorrow's show. But then after, I know, when she got done, you were like, I got to go over to Carrots. Did you buy something?
You disappeared for a long time, Jamie.
Well, see, what happened was...
And they do a fashion show with a runway.
Every hour on the hour, they do a fashion show. So, yes, I did go over there. I did watch the fashion show, and you're right, colors are definitely in. And I may have bought not one, not two, not three, but four pair of full seat riding pants.
Really? Which ones did you get?
Oh, God, they're gorgeous. Oh, I love them. I got, you know, I got four different kinds.
Oh, one of everything.
I got one of everything.
Did you get
colors.
Colorful ones? Is your tush going to be in pink?
Yeah, and then, you know what? The popular color over there was plum, or almost like an eggplant color, which is gorgeous, too. Look at me. I'm not even a fashionista, but you start to talk about riding clothes. I can't even match my jeans and T-shirt, well, you know, but I can go over there and be like, oh, that's fabulous. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It would totally match my bag.
Yeah. Today, you were dressed in a lovely shade of sage.
Yes.
A very sporty princess theme. Technical shirt that you're wearing there.
And we are working on day three of these blue jeans. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, tell us that before.
The cruel girls right there, you know. Yeah.
Wranglers over there.
I should probably go do that. No, it was great. So we did a lot of the full seat riding pants. And, you know, they're coming out with so much cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And I ride, you know, I wear riding pants after the show, after I change out of my pajamas. I wear riding pants all day, so it's very important to me to have, you know, functioning, comfortable riding pants, and I prefer the full seats. When you have a horse that bucks and plunges and twists in the rears, you, by God, you want some full seat riding pants you want to stick on. So we did that, and then at the Bit of Britain tent, they have, remember the old-timey way of the neck strap?
Yeah,
of staying on your horse.
Yes.
The handle, you know, you just grab on. Neck straps used to be just, you know, an old stirrup leather. However, they now have color-designed neck straps.
Designer neck straps.
Really?
Designer neck straps. And you can get them to match your cross-country colors. So your handle can be the same color as your saddle pad.
What was that again?
The beep.
I don't have my button available, so you can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it. But, you know, it's what we all call it, the OB bar, the handle, you know, you just grab that when you're yelling the word.
Yeah.
And so they have designer colors. I might have bought a royal blue one that's going to match my royal blue saddle pad.
God, I hope Chad isn't listening this morning, her husband.
Yeah, he did give me the green light on the riding pants. Because he's like, that's important, and you're my riding pants
and,
hideous.
And I don't even think, really nice. And I don't even think Chad realizes, who is a great horse husband, but I don't think he realizes yet how good Carrots actually look on, because they're a little tight, and they look really nice.
And they're not just tight, but they're beautifully made breeches.
I am
not,
pretty sure.
I have Carrots.
All right. Yeah whatever. They're tight, and they look good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to look just like the models who are going on the runway. Because the pants do that to you. It's like, you know, drink this beer and that beautiful woman's going to come sit on your lap. Yeah, you put these on, I'm all of a sudden going to be 5'9" and about 30 pounds lighter.
I'm going to look like Julia Roberts when I put on my carrots. I can guarantee it.
Absolutely. What else did we shop for yesterday?
Let's see. I saw you every time you walked past a booth with socks in it.
I love socks.
You were like, squirrel.
There are a lot of cool new socks coming out, and we're working on something there, too, with one of the sock companies that I think our listeners are going to like.
Well, you know what I discovered this morning? Just this morning, I found the book booth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We should go over there and try to find our next Black Beauty. That would be
Lilo, you have to come over here and sit down. We're on our live show this morning.
You're live.
And
hello.
This is Lilo and
Lilo.
And Lilo, you're going to, we have talked, and you don't even know this, be about 2 inches from the microphone there. You don't know, we saw you last night, obviously, doing your thing here at Ada, and people will recognize your products because they're absolutely beautiful. And we talked about them on many of our shows, and you don't even know that because my one co-host buys almost everything of yours. So she has talked about it. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, it's 14 years old. We'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary next year. It's called, originally started as Leather Goods of Spain, and then we developed our brand to Lilo Collections, which includes products not only made in Spain like our leather goods are, but countries such as Peru, Italy, Germany. We work with many different co-op organizations where we work with the artisans. So people in Peru, we help them to develop their skills at exporting, and they make our beautiful shawls. So we try to really work with a lot of third world countries in helping them to develop skills, how to export, how to work with American companies, how to meet the quality controls and things like that, and
wow.
Give back to the community.
Tell us about the types of products. What types of products?
Well, we have everything from show belts, leather show belts, to beautiful leather handbags.
Yeah,
and
see, that's where Helena gets, by the way, this is a shout out to you, Helena. That's where she falls down, because I think she just loves all of your handbags.
Oh, thank
They're
you.
They're beautiful. This
thank
is
you.
High quality, beautiful stuff.
I appreciate it.
Well, what's your website so I can go shopping online?
It's lilocollections.com. LILOcollections.com. Yeah. All right.
And tell us why you were doing all the handing out of the awards last night.
Well, I'm one of the directors of ADA, and one of the things that we wanted to do was to be able to offer the people that come to the dinner an opportunity to win prizes, both as an exhibitor and as well as a buyer. So we came up with a list of wonderful prizes, such as an iPad. We also gave out.
We were mad we didn't win it, by the way.
Oh,
I got to tell
too.
You. Yeah.
And the winner is me. Oh, wow. Go figure.
We also gave out a Wii and
flat screen TV.
A flat screen TV.
And he was very, the guy who won the flat screen TV is one of the retailers. He was very happy. He was carrying it out. To the car, that's all I'm caring about.
Because that way the retailer can put it in their shop and they can show the DVD.
Oh, that wasn't going in the shop.
Oh, I think so.
No, I think he was taking that one home.
No, man cave.
Yeah, that's what
it wasn't big enough for him. I think that's
well, you have beautiful stuff, and I wanted to say that we have talked about your products on numerous occasions on our product show. And I wanted to get you over here because Helena will be so thrilled that she got to meet you listening today.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
And thank you for doing what you do for the true artisans out there who really don't have a whole lot of outlets left anymore.
No, and I think also one good thing about working with the artisans is that not only do they have an opportunity to bring their products outside of their own country, but it also helps them to sustain their own living and be able to families and to also grow and develop within their own country, so they're then recognized by other companies within their own country.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for stopping and sitting down with us.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was LiloCollections.com, right? LiloCollections.com.
You are the worst.
I keep wanting to say Lilo.
Glenn, let me just mention that you,
Lilo,
if I had
Lilo.
My whip crack sound effect, I would have played it like 40 times by now. You are seriously like, twirl. It's just amazing.
Well, I see all these people I know, and it's like,
we're
talking about
books. Jennifer got so mad, she walked up and got up and left.
And there is the Dewberry guy walking by at this very moment,
see,
wearing
again,
his Dewberry boots.
Yeah, I can't even get you to focus for 5 seconds. I got a funny news story before
okay.
waiting on our
all
next
right.
guest. Okay, so you got to love the Midwest. Obviously, there's been a lot of storms, and unfortunately, you know, for all the people in Indiana, the State Fair, it's one of my favorite bands of all time, Sugarland, you know.
You actually know somebody that's in the crew or something, right?
It's not about that right now.
Oh, okay, but you did hear that it about that, and
yeah,
we
got to
watch it yesterday.
They had tough time, so we do send prayers out to all those guys for sure, and, you know, all the people that helped out in that crisis, too. But the storms apparently continued throughout the Midwest. I go and sit down and I start reading the USA Today this morning while I'm in the hotel lobby waiting on you guys to come down. And I see this ad, this article, and it is the title of the article is Blimp Goes Missing for 7 Hours.
Blimp?
A blimp goes missing for 7 hours.
Like a Goodyear blimp kind of thing?
A blimp at the Ohio airport broke free from its moorings and the high winds and traveled over 2 miles away. A blimp!
By itself?
Nobody noticed? A Goodyear blimp.
There was nobody in it?
There was nobody in it. It just broke free with all the wind.
Did it land on somebody's poor roof?
It landed in a 94-year-old woman's backyard.
I'd like to look out your window and see a blimp coming down in your backyard.
Now, here's the ironic part, Glenn, is she didn't even notice. 7 hours. The police and Federal Aviation Administration were using radars to locate the 128-foot-long balloon that broke free from the airfield, floated 2 miles away to a woman's backyard, and this is apparently all the police and FAA and everything. They descended upon her house once they finally found out where it went, and it was laying across her picnic table and all the trees, squished the garden.
Was it popped?
There was nothing left. It was just like completely deflated and just covered her entire yard. She didn't even notice. And this is her quote. Once, you know, everybody's police and media and everything knocks on her door, you've got a blimp in your backyard. She had no idea. So as everybody was leaving, somebody asked her how she felt about it. She goes, well, it really is quite an occasion to have a blimp land in your yard. Quite an occasion. You know what generation she is from by just the understatement right there. 94 years old, bless her heart, didn't even notice a blimp. I'm like, honey, turn the hearing aids up a little bit. You got a blimp in your yard.
That's really funny.
There's got to be a crashing sound, something. Oh, bless her heart. So, that was my fun news story of the morning because I was reading that in the USA Today.
That's hilarious.
All right, so I interrupted us with calling over the last cat. Sorry about that. I interrupted you.
I think you stormed off mad.
Yeah, you stormed off mad. So what?
Well, I just went and shopped some more. What do you mean?
What were some of the other things that we saw that were new and exciting?
Well, let's see here. Sorry, somebody's just walking by. Got my tip. Squirrel!
Yeah, you guys are the worst today. I need to get y'all some chill.
And I'm a saddle pad addict, so of course I had to walk around and test the wonderfully soft fleece saddle pads and the amazingly rainbow crazy colored saddle pads. So I had to check all of those out. That was a great deal.
We did also, don't lie, we tried some saddles.
Oh, we did. There were some cool ones.
Yeah, you guys were trying saddles. Made me a little nervous.
That dressage saddle was awesome.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah,
it was really expensive.
Yeah.
So you got to give names here. People are, you know, this isn't helping people.
Well, that was an HDR dressage saddle that one got two thumbs up.
Hey, D. Ravel.
Yeah, two thumbs up on that one.
Yeah.
I sat in, I think it was an HDR. There was a all-purpose saddle on the other side. I don't
Can we talk about the new one that's coming out?
I don't think yet. I don't think ready for release.
There's
yet.
There's some really awesome stuff coming out in the saddle fitting.
New technology. Yeah.
Technology,
yeah. That's going to be cool.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that too. So
we'll break the story when it's ready.
Yeah.
We do not want to commit espionage, you know, corporate espionage and let the secrets out.
We are also, halters and colors are really a big thing. We are sitting across from a booth that has every imaginable color halter you could even think of. And
these are cool because they're different colors. The inside's one color and the outside's another color.
I know. They're just...
You know, most of my halters end up one color on the inside and a different color on the outside. So that's really special. You could pay extra for that.
I think this is two bright colors.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you're not talking about the mud.
You're not talking about that brown color.
Sweat, dirt. Okay. Gotcha.
We have. We also have some stories for you in tomorrow's show because Jamie, of course, cannot take a trip without getting into some kind of mischief. And that'll be on tomorrow's show. We'll talk to you a little bit about the mischief that Jamie gets into.
Oh,
I didn't do it.
Jamie. And who has the best food at the booth? Because the vendors' booths here, they draw us in with food products. And Horse Radio Network being Horse Radio Network, we have Smarties.
You know, Charles Owen, Roy from Charles Owen is going to stop over a little bit later in the show, and we were over at his booth, and he has this stuff that they, I think, is orange juice, but we weren't quite sure. So Roy and I tried 5 or 6 of them to see if there was any alcohol in it.
Need a buzz?
Well, no, and so I think we figured out it was just orange juice, and then I just had to go pee a lot. But it wasn't. It
oh, my
wasn't.
God. Let me just tell you about Glenn and his drinking. I'm like, that's it, Glenn. I am going to get you drunk. Glenn has a wine cooler, and he's like, "Whoa, it's awful hot in here." Yeah, I mean, the pina colada and the daiquiri, or what is the little one you like? The daiquiri, strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, and I also like fuzzy navels.
Fuzzy navels. So Glenn,
peach schnapps and orange juice.
We're at the dinner last night. Glenn's like, "Everybody, not Jennifer." I mean, we didn't really say that many people. But he's like, "Everybody, come on over. I'll buy you a drink." So he's got a swarm of people around him, throwing money around, cash is flying, and he orders everybody a drink, and he gets, it's like, for Lua, he's like, Beam and Coke, We'll have a Jack and water. She'll take a vodka tonic, and I'll have a fuzzy navel. So he gets the fuzzy navel, and because I put it in a highball glass, so at least it looks
it didn't look girly. And you know what? When I get strawberry daiquiris, I always ask him to leave the cream off so it doesn't look too feminine.
You're like, can I get the whipped cream on the side? And it's pink, and it looks like a milkshake, but it's not too girly. Exactly. So we're at the table. And Glenn drinks one fuzzy navel, and then everybody, you know, is ready for another round, and he goes back up to the bar. It was great. He goes back up to the bar and orders, you know, another fuzzy navel. Comes back to the table, and about an hour later, I realize that his fuzzy navel is still sitting there full. But, like, the ice is melted. There's just this big water spot from where the condensation ran out. And I said to him, I said, Glenn, you that's a $5 drink, man. You got to put that thing down.
It was awful.
He's like, oh, it was terrible.
I don't know what you put in it, but it was not peach schnapps.
It is the worst thing I have ever tasted. You want it?
It was awful.
You want it? You want it? Do you want to taste it? Here, have it.
Too many bad ass.
Like, oh, that sounds...
That is how generous I am.
You are a salesman, my friend. Oh, God. It's like being a glass. It's disgusting. It's horrible. You want to drink it? Go ahead. Cheers. That is the generosity of one Glenn the Geek here. So we did appreciate that. And we have our next guest.
We have our next guest just sat down here. We're so excited to bring you a little Western. We've been doing too much English this morning. And we have Dialing for Dakota.
Oh, goodness, you're going there. That's a blast from the past.
Actually, we have Terry Howard Yates, and she is with Bar H. E. Klein because we walked by their booth, and they have some really pretty Western bling things. So we need to talk about Western bling things. Yeah, you have a Western horse. You have a Western horse. So, you know, we had to, and then you told us a story that you used to be in radio.
Well, yes, I did.
Wait,
yeah, I let
tell
that
us
cut
about
out.
It.
That was in East Texas. It was called KYKX. It still is called that. I shouldn't say was. And we did the Longview Tyler, kind of almost to Shreveport. So that was good.
Were
time.
You playing music? Are you talk show
well,
or what?
Country? Country. Is there anything else? Is there another music? I didn't know.
That's a big city too. You going all the way to Shreveport, honey?
Yeah, big time, big time, big time.
Well, and Jamie, of course, did Atlanta country radio. These two had a lot in common. You know, both DJ.
Yeah, we were doing our best DJ voices. And yeah. Right now, I'll give us a call 741-9400. Right now, get your question.
East Texas best country.
It's 72 here at WBUL.
It's a little windy. Outside skirt alert.
I love it. So yeah, she was a full-time actual real radio DJ. And how'd you go from that to from broadcasting to what you're doing now?
Well, I guess y'all probably don't know what I ran barrels. Do you know what running barrels are?
We sure do.
Yes, there you go. Good one.
Don't ask dumb questions.
Don't ask dumb questions, but I'm dealing with a bunch of English here.
But I'm a horse husband, and I know the girls that run barrels wear really tight jeans and are cute.
Okay, well, yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I have run barrels, too.
You did.
She wore really tight jeans, and she's cute. So there you go.
She is cute.
Yeah.
She is cute. Okay, people, let's move on. She's red now. Why is she red? But yeah, so I did that, and so I've always been in the horse, horse world. But my dad and I, we just have a really close family, and we do everything together. And we had a horse magazine back in the 90s.
What magazine?
It was called Cowboy Sports and Entertainment. And we did that for a while, and then I decided to go ahead and get married and have kids. And that, what are you going to do?
Slow things down in the barrel, running barrels a little.
So instead of slowing down, I went ahead and joined radio. And so I was on the radio for a few years. And then next thing I know, we sold the magazine. And about, 5 years ago, Dad said, let's start another business. And I said, let's do it. Why not do what we already know, which is horses and tack? And so we kind of put it together, and we design our own stuff. And
now tell us what you sell at Bar H.
We sell everything, anything to put on a horse. I mean, we take care of the tack, the head stalls, the breast collars, all the fun leather goods, strap goods is what we call it.
The nosebands.
The nosebands are incredible.
They're hot now, wide
nosebands. I brought one for you.
Yeah.
Bronc bands.
Let's describe them here.
The bronc nosebands.
They go on the front of the halter.
I thought you were going to ask the front or the back. I was a little nervous.
Give them some credit.
They go on the front of the halter, and they're big, wide nosebands that are becoming very popular. They used to be the Bronc thing.
That's right.
But now they're getting popular all across the Western world.
They are.
For fashion. They're just cool.
They are
now,
fashion.
A function question. What is the training mechanism that you would associate the big noseband for? Like, why...
It just gives you a little more control, but really it's mainly just fashion.
Okay.
I mean, it is
just...
Well,
it's not an actual Bronc. It's wide, so it doesn't have its nose.
Absolutely. Okay. But, I mean...
It doesn't create a rub mark on
I don't think we have
the,
many... Our customer base probably is not too many of those, but...
Well, you wouldn't...
All right, Tammy. We have one of our co-hosts of the Western Radio Show. If you're listening this morning, we have the noseband for you. It's beautiful. It's blinged out, a big wide noseband for your horse, and it says love kills, and it has the pistol. She's a world champion shooter.
Oh, is she?
Yes, and she's looking for a love. So there you go.
See, I went through a divorce this year, so that's how that came out.
That's why the heart is broken in the middle. Yeah.
But that's not my heart.
She's like, I will kill you, you SOB.
It's beautiful.
Those are my guns. That's his heart. See, it all comes together. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It really is.
I brought some other things for you.
Yeah,
like
we're trying to figure out what that is. Can
it's
you,
a, it, okay, describe it there, Jamie.
It's a. It looks like a keychain top, but it's a little ring, and it's got a horsehair ponytail kind of sticking out of it.
Sort of a tassel-y thing.
It could be. It can be many things.
Okay.
Many things.
You would wear that in your ears?
Well, you know.
You could, you know, you get those
8 inches long.
You've heard of those feathers that are in the hair now. This could be kind of...
Sure.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe that's a little over the top. No, it's called a shoe fly.
A shoe fly.
Okay.
And so you put it, you know, this goes right underneath the horse, and it kind of swings, and it keeps the flies away.
Oh, you put it on the girth.
Yes.
Get out.
No.
Sorry. That
Shut
is
the
a
front
great
door.
Idea.
Get out.
Really? I didn't know that. I've seen them, but I thought they were like bridle or throat latch or something that goes on the cinch.
Well, they have
like
some smaller ones that can go underneath, you know,
really?
And we even have curb straps.
I know. We have a lot of flies.
Like six of them?
Y'all have horse flies here?
No, we have, where we live, we do, yeah.
Oh, Pennsylvania has horse flies, too.
Yep.
Really?
Who doesn't have horse flies?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I don't at the moment.
Where do you live?
No, I mean here. I don't. In my booth, I don't have any.
If you live somewhere in that city where you don't have horse flies, I'm on the first bus.
So that's fun. And then you can also, your saddle gets dusty and you just can, you know, dust it off. It's very good.
And it would make a cool keychain.
It would. You would not have a problem losing your keys.
No. Kitty toy. No, the bee
kind of like
this.
A dog. Look, it
yeah,
sheds.
It sheds just like a dog.
Good enough. Now I brought this. These are cute.
And it's what we're looking at is a leather cross that's been
got a
blinged out
on.
With.
Of course, bling is the theme.
Yeah.
Bling is the theme.
Yeah. So what is it? Just a saddle decoration?
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
You've heard Ride for the Brand.
Yeah.
You know, so this is really getting to be pretty popular, at least down south, but you just tie it onto your saddle and, you know, God is with you and it's you win. We don't have a guarantee, but.
Does that protect you? Yeah, it's going to be something that I could just rub on my pony before I get on.
You
like,
can.
Calm down.
It's kind of like, yeah, just go down the neck.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got directions in the booth. But if you, but yeah, so they come in all kinds of different styles.
They come with turquoise
that.
On them and shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of shiny stuff.
They're fun. And trail riders are using them. Barrel racers are using them. I mean, it's across the board. But this is a new thing.
You know,
the
Western
yeah.
riders do lead the way in bling and fun. They always have. They've always been two steps ahead of the English side as far as blinging things out. And then the English always starts to catch up. If you go to a Hunter Jumper show now, you're going to see them all dressed up with big belt buckles and cowboy boots. And
Shiny
yeah,
belts are the thing.
They're the thing
now.
Now,
the trick is you put on your shiny belt and you have to put the buckle on your hip because you...
That's right. The buckle goes to the side.
Your breeches zip on the side.
Yeah.
But they're all shiny and wide.
Yeah,
and
they
wear
the big
buckle. But then
buckle.
You have to put your hunt coat over top of it to cover it up while you're showing.
Oh, so you have to hide. So you're like in the closet.
Yeah.
You're in the closet.
That's
not fun. It's really closet bling. But then when you're done, as soon as you come out of the ring, of course you take your jacket off, and then you can show your bling again.
And you throw your jacket over your shoulder?
No,
or
you hand it
to
your groom.
Yeah.
Your groom?
Yeah.
Would that be like your husband?
Yeah. In most cases, yeah.
So it usually gets chucked over top of the saddle. Because nobody in the English world loves their hunt coat. We
right.
all despise them. They're hot. They're uncomfortable. They're boring. So you just throw it in a heap somewhere, usually.
It's kind of like a cowboy hat for girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You chuck it in a
it's
heap.
That's what you got to do, but
yeah,
then you're
gotta
like,
wear
you got to get this thing off.
I did see a lot more Western. This is usually, has been traditionally an English show, but there's a lot more Western that's showing up here. And, you know, you guys, there is a big show for the Western world, and that is out in Denver every year. Do you go to that one as
well?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, there's one in the fall in September, and then there's the January show.
That one's huge.
That one is huge. That one's a lot of fun to walk around and
talk
see.
Talk about bling. Oh, yeah. My goodness. And that's a permanent facility, which is very different. This one is held in an expo center, and all of the booths are temporary. They put them up, they take them down at the end of the show. Whereas Denver, the facility has a large number of the companies that are there 12 months a year. That's their meeting place. When somebody wants to look at new product, you can go there anytime and meet with your rep.
Sure.
So it's
sure.
a different kind of feel to it. It's very shopping mall-ish.
It is, but, you know, I was really impressed just by walking in here on Friday because the booths are outrageous.
They're cool.
I mean, I will give that to the English world as well because they really know how to set up a booth.
Right.
And these things,
they're
nice.
Fancy booths here.
They are.
Yeah.
Like doll decorating contest.
Yeah.
Finally pay off.
They had I guess it's the clothing lines that have the runway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm sorry, that is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they've been doing
I'm
that
impressed.
For 3 years now. It's
but really yeah, Denver's cool. great. We also do an Atlanta show to kind of hit the eastern side. And so we try to, you know, that's the name of the game.
Well, that's a Denver show, because there is so much bling, because it's mostly Western, there's so much bling, they recommend you wear your sunglasses inside because you go blind.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
And their future is so bright. Sorry.
The Denver show is really cool, too, if you are going to buy a new home or you are building a home, because furnishings and things to put in your home, oh, my goodness. The leather furniture, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And it works really good in between when you can just go sit down and, you know,
take a
load off.
Yeah.
All right, you weren't going to get out of here without me mentioning the name of your show, Dialing for Dakota. That used to be the name of the show because that has so many connotations.
Well, everybody has a radio name, you know, for the most part. Especially when you're just starting into radio, they'd love to give you a little catchy name. I was Jamie Steele. Jamie Steele on the Sports Talk Station. And you were Dakota.
I was Dakota. I was so cool. I just had one name. It was like Cher, Madonna.
Uh-huh.
Don't even give me a last name.
Because
it could change.
It has a couple times.
And it actually has. I was born with one, changed it, and changed back. So you're better off with one name. But yeah, they gave me one right off. We had a little contest within the radio station to see what I would be and who
you
I would be.
You had a contest, like a name contest?
Yeah.
Hi, that's Steve.
Come back here, Steve.
Come back here, Steve.
Back
you sit
Steve.
Down right there. This we got to introduce this man. Stay here, Dakota. Have
okay.
a seat, Steve. You are not getting away without being on the air this year. You get about 2 inches from that microphone, Steve. Jamie, this is Steve Nisely. And this is, we're going to call her Dakota because I like that.
Hi, Dakota.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Her name is actually Terry. But Steve, get real close to the microphone. You have to eat the thing. So, Steve, we spent a lot of money with Steve over the year. He runs Nisely's Feed in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
It's where we used to buy our feed and our supplies for all the years we had our barn. He was our supplier.
Yes. I drive by the old place once a month at least.
Oh, do you? Is it still there, our big
still
farm?
There.
The land is gone, Glenn. You left and
it is gone.
It just soaked into the earth.
The new owners put a bigger indoor up.
Oh, wow.
And they're into roping and raining.
Oh, see the Western. Yeah.
Actually, I delivered some mag chloride pellets there so for the indoor. The dust was so bad. And I didn't. It was just pure dusty powder, and I thought it isn't going to work here. 10 days later, she called and said, "I can't believe how big a difference it made."
Wow!
So that's your old place.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve. We also had something else in common: is that we have driven horses together a few times.
Correct.
Steve drives, and you had a carriage company, did weddings and stuff.
K&K Carriage Company. Actually, I start back up. I have a wedding the 10th.
You have the big white fancy carriage.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the princess carriage, we call it. Yeah, it was so much fun. And, you know, we used to love going. We could not go to the feed store and get out of there in under an hour because we'd just sit and talk to Steve for an hour.
Well, you talk horses, that's all. What you're doing now, I assume.
Yes, that's correct.
So, yeah, it was, you can't ride but one horse or, you know, bareback with a pony, two people. Take a carriage, you can take the whole family with you. So.
That's right.
But well, we're having lots of fun with that. And
well, it's so good to see you. The store's still there.
Store's still there.
No, it's still convenient.
Well, you know, you never know. It's been years.
Knocked in the door here. At,
He's homeless.
But we call it the new store, and we've been in there 15 years already.
Is it 15 years?
Yeah.
God, I remember going to the grand opening of that theme.
Nicely celebrated 50 years in business last spring. So this is 50.
It's kind of an institution there in central Pennsylvania. That's where you go in Carlisle.
Operated, and I'm hopefully... I think I'm the last in line, unless we can drag some of the old family back in. But at this point, but retirement's too far off, so got to make a living. So.
Well, it is so good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for. Sorry, I interrupted. But,
well, no, I mean, my God.
I'll come back and visit when you're not on air.
Okay. All so, right. Thank you,
good
Steve.
Good meeting you. Nice That's, meeting all of you.
Nice meeting you.
That's Nisley's in Carlisle.
Again, Glenn has this ADD issue. We were in the middle of talking to you about your name. Radio station had a naming contest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a naming contest. And I liked, like, oh, I can't even remember some of them. But they were all one-liners, you know what I mean, like one name. But Dakota took it because then they came up with Dolling for Dakota because it was an electric
Okay, that
quest
could be day. One of those late-night 900 number things, too.
I did that on the site. Radio does not pay well. You huh. cannot live off
You're
of restaurant coupons and free concert tickets.
Free movie passes.
The movie passes were good.
You do get the movie.
Yeah, you've got to branch out.
Every once in a while, you know, you get a brand new CD. Comes out in 2 days, so you get it way ahead of time.
If you've been in the business a long time, it was a cassette.
Top 8 tracks in.
That's right.
Two old DJs talking here.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, on my day and probably your day, we didn't have it as easy as this touch screen stuff they have now. I mean, you literally had to put the CD in, and then you had to worry about is it scratched, and if it was scratched, you had to be there ready to come in with something else. And nowadays, they've got it easy. I mean, it's...
You know, when I started, we would have to put the CDs in, and by the end, I had...
You had the digital
touch screen. It was nice. And then you get your sound effect, and then you had the song. And it was
now, I had a whole like bandstand with my sound effects. You know, no, I'm kidding. No, I really didn't.
All of a sudden, she's Seabiscuit, and she's a whoo.
That's why I wear so many bracelets. It was like, you got to get creative. But actually, the coolest thing was my son, my 10-year-old Gavin, was he was in my stomach whenever I was on the radio. And
for 8 years?
That's where women carry them, you know, right there. Yeah.
For 8 years?
Yeah, he, like...
Took him a long time.
He was a tough one. He still is. But I would go to the doctor, and I had this big old microphone, and I would stick it up to next to his when he would check the heartbeat. And so I would put it on a little MP3 file and take it back, and that was my sound effect for my contest. So my 10-year-old just thinks he's way too cool because he was on radio before he was even born. So I kind of mapped his, So now he really has no choice. And he's got a great little personality. I don't know where he gets it from. But
what's the what was the numbers of the station?
105.7.
So you had to be the 105th caller. That's what we would do. And then you go caller 2, caller 10,
and then you
caller
hope
20,
get,
caller
okay,
25,
so I have a question. I do have a serious question here. I always wondered, okay, so they say the 29th caller. Did they really wait till the 29th caller, or did they really just take the second one and that's it?
No, you really kind of do. It was back in the day, so you just had the switchboard that was lighting up. And we literally would go through and say, caller number 1, call back. Caller number 2, call back.
Did you do that too? She's
Tell
not coming.
That's the truth.
I work at Q100, and we did contests about every twice an hour. You think I'm going to sit there and answer Q100? Oh, you are out of your... I mean, I totally
I
did every
night. It wasn't 105.
No, well, ours was caller 100. Q100, caller 100. 100. And I am like, I'm a little busy.
Yeah, can't really do this.
Caller 48. Your caller 49.
We did it through the Larry Harvey or Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey. Harvey. Yeah, that was a really good one. You had plenty of time.
Good day.
Yeah.
Well, everybody thinks we play a song because we really like music, and we do, but it's also our bathroom break because we don't get commercials. We do our own commercials.
Brooks and Dunn, a Boot Scoot Boogie. You could go. You could go have lunch.
4.5 minutes on.
It's a wonderful.
Yeah, Jamie yells at me if I pick a 2-minute song because she's like, "That's just not enough time."
No, you have to have them in a certain spot in the studio, and you say, "Okay, these are bathroom songs."
Yeah.
These are going to call and check out.
Terry, we could talk to you all day. We're going to have you back on sometime. This is Terry Howard Yates from Bar H Equine. What's the website?
It is www.barhequine.com. And we're also on Facebook, so go and like our page and keep up with where we are and what we're getting into and lots of good stuff. Bling, bling, bling. But we have cowboy stuff, too.
And what's the 900 number for dialing for Dakota?
I'll give you to the off air. I'll give my dad's listening. My dad's listening. High five. Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all.
All right, bye. Well, come on right up to the microphone there. And
a commercial real quick before we get to our next guest?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
All right. Well, we want to let you know about pretty much the coolest thing, coolest app for horse people on your iPhone. How do you keep track of your horse's information, like farrier visits and vaccinations? Do you have a box full of receipts or post-it notes, or perhaps you don't keep track of it at all and you just kind of guess, like, or like me, you would go call your vet and go, when was the last time we vaccinated my horse? Well, the solution to the problem is on your iPhone. It's called Pocket Stable. It's a app for $3.99 that will keep track of all your horses, of all, you got to put the ad back up because I'm reading it.
Sorry.
Glenn just turns off the computer. It keeps all your information in one place. And again, it's only $3.99. So it keeps track of your vaccines, wormings, farrier visits, dentist visits, even track the weight of your horse. So find Pocket Stable in your app store on your iPhone or go to pocketstable.com.
All right, our next guest is responsible for us being on the air here today. Introduce yourself.
Bill Marchese.
Bill Marchese is with the building that we're actually in.
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about this building and how long it's been here, the Expo Center.
Okay. Well, we started in January of 2009 with our first event, second weekend in January 2009. Previously, we were at about 10 miles down the turnpike at Fort Washington, the Expo Center in Fort Washington. We've been there, well, we were there from 93 to 2006. We were out of the market for a few years, about 3 years, and then, again, we brought all our shows back to the area in January of 2009.
What kind of shows does this particular Expo Center? It's big, too.
Oh, yeah. It's probably the biggest one in the Mid-Atlantic region, privately owned, that's for sure. It is 220,000 square feet all on one floor. Obviously, you know, the one in the city, the Pennsylvania Convention Center, is bigger.
Well, you know what's nice about this one, though, is there's actually parking and you can get here.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the parking's free and, you know, all the other little
parts. I've been downtown, the Convention Center downtown, and it's a nightmare, though.
It is absolutely a nightmare. It is absolutely
I've been
beautiful.
To the flower. We went to the flower show once down there.
I drank
martinis and margaritas.
Virgin
margaritas.
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful building. I mean, they're all granite and marble and mirrors and windows. And,
yeah, but this one's so much easier.
Yeah, it's
and there's hotels around.
Yeah, it's so much more vendor-friendly, buyer-friendly.
So what kind of shows do you do?
We have a wide variety of trade shows, and 80% of our shows are consumer shows. But we do have the Ada show here. We have the Philadelphia Gift Show, trade show, the Nursery Trade Show Association, Market Square, a bunch of different trade shows, as well as home show twice a year. It takes up the entire building. NASCAR show in the winter, craft shows, wide array of shows. Very wide. Last year, I think we did about 85 events. 2012, we'll probably break 100, maybe 105 different events. You know, gun shows, pet shows, the whole gamut.
Good. Well, it's a nice building. It's obviously well maintained. You do a good job with that.
We try. It's difficult with this big of a place, but we try.
And the last time, Jamie, you remember we were here, they were shoveling about 3 feet of snow.
That's correct.
Trying
we
to
are,
find room for us to park our
we
car.
We are professional show snow movers because in the show business, the show must go on, so we have to be prepared for every situation.
It's never sunny in Philadelphia.
Never, right?
The
right?
Show
is it not?
Lied to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have rain this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Snow
no, last time.
Yeah.
Rain and snow. You know what? Though I live in Phoenix, so actually, I'll take it.
Well, I have to tell you, pretty much all summer long, it's been somewhat of a drought. There's been no rain, very little.
Why
I figure the show comes to town and brings the rain with them. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for putting us up and for also making sure that we can actually get out to the world here.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. And give the website.
www.phillyexpocenter.com.
Phillyexpocenter.com.
Phillyexpocenter.com.
Thank you so much.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
That was one of the arguments, well, not arguments, discussions that I might have had with somebody wearing a Phillies hat.
Wait a minute. Roy, come on over here. We're going to get Roy from Charles Owen, but first, go ahead and sit down there, Phyllis. Look what just showed up. Roy, come on over. Have a seat, because guess what just showed up? Chocolate. Dark Horse Chocolates just brought over chocolate for
you
us.
Worse than a woman.
I love
no,
chocolate. There's nothing better
I
than chocolate. And Dark Horse Chocolates are really, really good. You guys
Thank
have
you.
Been around forever.
We have. There's a great story to how we started.
Chocolate, Roy?
Oh,
we're
going to
eat it on the air. I don't care. It's my show.
Dark Horse Chocolates was actually
All right, everybody, you're going to hear us eating the Dark Horse Chocolates. Go ahead, sorry.
That's okay. Enjoy. I'll talk while you eat.
All right, amazing.
Dark Horse Chocolates was actually my grad school project. I was working for the chocolate company and studying business in grad school and had to do a business plan. And I was always looking for gifts for my trainer and friends that ride. And so I developed the Dark Horse Chocolates. We launched it, and 2 years later, I bought the entire company. So we've been in business with Dark Horse Chocolates for 18 years.
You are the skinniest woman I have ever seen. Sitting over here telling you've been
I'm not
going to
be skinny after this. These are really good.
How is
They're
that
really
possible?
Good.
Chocolate's good for
I
you.
Love
Don't you
chocolate.
Know all those antioxidants? And it's not fattening.
I got the caramel one.
It's not fattening.
Have you tried the Dressage Classic? It's our most popular. It's almond butter crunch. It's like a toffee center. The centers are all made with fresh cream, fresh butter, no preservatives. Great stuff. And we have both dark and milk chocolate. And we are right now introducing a new advent calendar with a chocolate behind every door. It's here at the show.
Get a little Jesus with your chocolate. Right on. I like it.
Really good. My mouth is full. So, Roy, you're just going to have to take over because I'm just going to keep eating chocolate.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, thanks for bringing these.
These
guys.
Are great.
Well
Thank
good.
You so
thanks
much. Where, what's the website?
It's www.harborsweets.com.
And you can find these in almost every tech shop in America.
I sure hope so.
I think everywhere I go, I see the Dark Horse Chocolates. Thank you so much for bringing these
You're
over.
Welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Phyllis. We have Roy from Charles Owen here who stops by every time we're here. And we're so glad because we have so much fun. And you didn't know you were going to get chocolate while you were here.
No. I'll come again. You know, if you can keep treats like this coming my way.
Oh my God! Listen to that accent. That is awesome. Now I gotta tell you, Roy. I gotta thank you very, very much because I was on a horse and I was doing his first cross country school, and he decided to launch me into the air quite a way and catapulted me. And your vest, I credit for saving my collarbone. So the Charles Owen vest and helmet is something that we always have. I always wear, and I wear it just anytime I ride a green horse, and I really think it saved me. So I just want to say thank you very much. My husband thanks you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and that's true. I think vests started off as very specialist, but people are now discovering that, you know, even though every birthday the ground gets a little harder.
It
you know,
does. I don't know how that happens.
You know. It definitely can make horse riding more enjoyable. And with new materials that we've got available now, I mean, they're no longer are they stiff and inflexible and restrict your riding ability. You know, they just flow around your body and move with you.
And I feel like it gives me more. I feel not only more secure, but I'm actually a little braver when I wear this thing, because I do feel more secure and more invincible, which is probably not a great thing for me, but I definitely feel
That's
that
That's all
way.
She needs.
I think, you know, there is this balance between, you know, making you into Supergirl.
Yeah. I can fly with my vest on. Yeah, that doesn't work. I actually just hit the ground.
Yeah.
I tried that.
I think the thing is that what happens with the vest is that, you know, people, when they get scared or cautious, right, they start to become out of balance.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the thing is, by harnessing you and the power of the horse together and becoming as one.
Confident, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the real trick.
That's my problem. I never got in balance.
Yeah.
See, I never had the chance to get out of balance. That's my problem.
Well, that heavy helmet that you were wearing. Now with the Charles Owen one, you'll be fine.
Okay.
And you can streamline. But I also wanted to mention the vest too. I did learn And I learned this when I was wearing my vest, I almost felt like it conformed to my body. And when I went over there, they were like, oh, yeah, it totally does that. So actually, the vest will make its shape to your figure. And yep. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, no, no. And in fact, you know, one of the things it does is actually improves your posture.
Yeah.
Because you get a slight pressure on, especially on the shoulder area, and that will actually keep your body in better posture. And how many trainers actually talk about...
Sit back, sit up, shoulders back, quit slouching. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never heard that before. Well, tell us about these new helmets that you guys have and what's going on.
Well, I think I really wanted to do is I really want to congratulate the dressage community, right?
Oh,
and
amen.
How they are really starting to embrace, right, helmets as another accessory.
Yeah.
Another way to actually do it. I mean, the tradition of the top hat, I think, tended to mean it was very difficult to do something different. You know, you would be seen as very traditional. But now, the whole helmet thing is, you know, you've got Lauren Samis, who's just recently developed a helmet with the Midnight Navy to go with the shad belly. And then with the gold lapels, she's decided to have a gold center.
Wow.
Right? And it just looks absolutely beautiful, mm-hmm. right? And so you're starting to see the helmet becoming the accessory that you need to accessorize,
uh-huh.
you know. And so this is starting to bring forward a whole number of custom-type outfits and being able to really allow people to express their individuality and their sense of fashion into
yeah.
the dressage arena.
Yeah, and that hasn't been done before and in any dressage sport, even in eventing where you can have some flair in your cross-country outfit, you still have to have that very strict, you know, black and white. But now you can have a lot more, add a lot more to it. And at the last competition I was at, I was amazed at how different the helmets are. Nobody wears a black velvet hunt cap anymore. It's all the streamlined Charles Owen, the stripe down the middle, all the venting systems you guys have. It was fantastic, and it's definitely caught on. And you're right, the dressage community is taking it too.
It really is, and they have to be congratulated. I mean, they're really showing up some of the other communities who really are kind of really staying in one particular track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a little bit of excitement in our lives.
Absolutely. When you're getting catapulted off a horse is not exciting enough. You got to look good doing it.
Absolutely. And in fact, the latest helmet that we have introduced is in fact an all brown.
I saw that.
Have you seen the number of brown clothes around and this chocolate brown?
Jennifer really took a liking to the brown helmet.
Well, and yeah, the actually. Brown boots are getting popular now.
Very
too.
Popular. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think again, it's the dressage community. A lot of the brown boots started to come in on the schooling side, you know. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you've
well,
got to look.
It is cyclical, though, isn't it? This whole business is always cyclical. What isn't in fashion now will come back at some point. And
hold
the brown
on to those bell bottoms you got, Glenn, with the super.
I'm waiting. I still have them in my drawer. So now the brown helmet that I saw, the one that I really took a liking to, was what I was calling yesterday the guy's helmet, because it looks like leather. It really does. I don't know if it is leather, but it looks like leather. And it just has a more guy look to it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's very true. I mean, I think that we've had to look, especially with barrel racing and people like that. I mean, we were at the Riders for Helmets conference in Kentucky, and, of course, that was where they were starting to talk about the Western guy really starting to get the idea of helmets. And barrel racing is somewhere where helmets are starting to come in. And browns and things like that are definitely right for that.
I agree. And I think that's what it's going to take to start getting that side of the house on board with wearing more helmets.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about getting the fashion side. People feeling that without a helmet, they're actually not cool.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. I make fun of people without helmets. I'm like,
yeah, she does on the show.
You can ride with me. But you're right. You got to look good, but you also have to be very comfortable, and your helmets are very comfortable as well. They're just.
And I think the ventilation, too, has gotten so much better, and you're still working on that technology.
Oh, yes, yes. No, we've actually.
Because that's
some...
one of the big complaints people have is, oh, my head's too hot, you know, and that one they can use less now.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
use that one as much anymore.
Yeah, definitely that's true. And I think that it's really understanding the humidity that you have on the East Coast No, I think it's not so much heat, it's actually the humidity that's
right.
the issue. And I think that's where we're starting to develop how we can have a lighter touch, a little more space, a little more air movement inside the helmet.
So at what point in what year, technology is improving so fast, are we going to have an internet connection and a little air conditioner in there?
Well, that's in fact, what we're going to be doing is online sales are going to become so easy because you'll have your printer and we'll just print your perfect helmet actually on your desktop.
Oh, that's even better. I like that.
I like it too. Well,
can you do that with candy? I'm just asking because that would be nice. You could get all the chocolate I want, just print it out.
Well, I think you should be investing in Aroma Radio.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Oh, he turned the tables on you. Nap right back at you.
Yeah, the stock market's doing so well now. A rubber radio would be perfect.
And you know what? One day we might.
You might have it. We have pictures. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, this is cool. This is really cool. And I do like the Browns. I think they were nice. Jennifer fell in love with one of the half chaps.
And she got measured.
She got measured for a couple other things in her booth too. It's really going to cost a fortune.
That's why you have to keep launching new radio.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, and you guys do a lot. Let's talking about that. We talked a little bit about the driving radio show yesterday. Well, up there in the corner, and you guys are big into the driving world as well.
Yeah. I mean, Chester Weber's been a great fan for a long time, and you know he's number one in the world now. So.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get better than that.
Yep. Well, very good. Thank you, Roy, for stopping by. That's Charles Owen Helmets. And, of course, they're a sponsor of ours. We thank you for that, too.
CharlesOwen.com.
Thank you.
That's
bye-bye.
Well, thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
And we have one more guest with us yet today. And he stops by every time. And we always spend a lot of time with him because he's so much fun. And that's Mike from Redmond Rocks. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, one of the problems that we have or that Jamie has this particular day is she has to fly home. And how she's going to fly home with the 500 pounds of stuff she took from your booth, I'm not sure.
I did make some purchases with Mike yesterday, and I'm really proud of him. And when you have horses, like Jennifer's like, oh, I don't need supplements. My horse is perfect. I'm like, loser. This is mine. Are all like each one has this custom, individual, tailored diet, and this problem here and this problem here, and you know you got to take care of them. But you guys are the ones, and I have to tell you, I talked about it on our show because the rocks are now being sold everywhere. I mean, it seems like I see them in feed stores and Ace Hardware, and they're just carried everywhere. So I took some rocks home to the pasture. And I actually had to take them out of my pasture because I really feel like one of my horses was going to hurt himself. Like he licked that rock.
He was so excited to get it.
He licked that rock for like
so
4 hours. Like, nonstop. Like,
ours does the same thing.
He's going to cut his tongue. I had to take him out.
It's really interesting because horses are not like cattle. They don't have these abrasive tongues. And so if they do lick that long, it does make you question whether maybe they ought to be getting the granular salt instead of the rock.
I did buy that too. Thank you.
That's the way to go. I do endurance and we sweat a lot. My horses work pretty hard. I've got a radiance. And I like to feel that they're getting sufficient electrolytes. And licking is good for many horses that don't work quite so hard. But if you're working really hard, this granular works very well for a top dress or in their feed. So that's the way to get around a real licker that you're a little concerned about. But he's obviously a little deficient in something, Jamie.
I felt so bad. I'm like, what am I doing to this horse? I mean, he clearly needs some sort of supplementation because he's just licking that thing to pieces. But he smoothed it out, and now it's just nice, smooth rocks. I had to put it in a little bowl and sits out in the pasture.
And our rocks have the 60-plus minerals in there. And so they can taste, the horse palate is much more sensitive than ours. They can taste those individual minerals that they may be deficient in their regular feed. So they're going after that.
Yeah.
So that's
Jennifer's over there licking the rock.
It looks good. It's good.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's a great product. And tell everybody where it comes from.
Well, we have a salt mine in southern Utah near Richfield. It's a little town called Redmond, which is why we're called Redmond Equine.
Well, and that's the difference between their salt brick, quote unquote, their mineral rock, which is what you have, and others is the others are all processed, and they're into these, you know, uniform white brick things. but yours are actually dug out of the mine, and you're getting exact. They're not processed. That's what you get.
No, we don't shape it. We don't drill it. We don't add anything. We won't take anything out of there. What you see is what you get, and we don't even package it. And we like that the customer.
Mike is down there with a hammer and chisel, digging out every one of these rocks one by one.
Only when I've been bad.
But you also do, and we use this all the time, and I know you do now too. You just grind up these rocks, don't add anything to it, and make a human salt.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a product called Real Salt that's been around for a number of years now. It's the best-selling sea salt in the health food channel in the U.S. You can find it in almost every health food store. And that is a very, very similar salt to what we feed our horses, and it comes directly from the rocks that you're licking and buying for your horses.
And we use it all the time now.
Yeah,
it's
a fabulous product. And again, we don't refine it, we don't bleach it, we don't put any anti-caking agent in it. It's totally natural with all the minerals in there.
Well, and that's the thing. It has the 60 other minerals in there in addition to just salt.
So it's healthy. You're doing something good for your body,
Glenn.
That's
why I put a lot of it on my food, and my wife can't complain anymore that I'm using too much salt.
No, yeah, it's good for you. It's very healthy for you.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, Glenn, I have to make a comment on the previous customer that you had here. You were talking about aroma radio.
Yes.
I'd like to smell Jamie, but I would not like to smell you in my
house. Okay, Mike, that's it for this interview.
Here, have a chocolate.
Mike is from Redmond Rocks. Thank you so much for stopping by again. What's the website?
Great to see you. RedmondRock.com.
All right, very good.
Join us on our Facebook as well, Redmond Equine.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us here. Oh, he's handing us rocks right now. We're going to add those to the chocolates. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today for live from Ada. We want to thank Hopper Expositions for having us here and for inviting us back every time. Jamie, it's so good to see you in person again.
Well, it's been great being here.
I know I couldn't stay out and party with you real late because I was sick the one night, but I apologize for that. Maybe next time. Maybe, you did.
I made friends.
You'll hear all about the friends she made in tomorrow's show. We recorded a show here because we're going to be traveling home tomorrow, so we recorded a show here yesterday. Listen to tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about backcountry hiking, caisson units at Arlington National Cemetery. It is amazing the people you'll find here. And also, Jamie's almost getting in a fight at the hotel.
Drama for
your
mama.
So I told you when we left for here, I said to the audience, I said to the listeners, that if Jamie doesn't have an airplane story, there'll be some other trouble she gets in while she's here. There's guaranteed to be a story, and we have one for you tomorrow morning.
It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. I was just
a witness.
What
she always says. She always says that. And, of course, you can follow us, our show. If you can't listen to the live version, you can listen to us recorded at horsesinthemorning.com. And we want to thank, of course, Omega Alpha for being our title sponsor for the show today and for Dr. Chang for stopping over. You can find us again 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Did we forget anything here, Jamie?
Black Beauty will make its triumphant return on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
And everybody have a great day. Spay, neuter, and geld.
All right. See you at Peeler's.